Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Yep. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Look at the sadness going on over there in California with these forest fires. Terrible. Terrible. Oh, remember the forest fires that they had, the forest they had in Maui? Oh, and how about the hurricane they had over there in North Carolina, how all the people suffering. Think about it. Think about this. We just sent another $8 billion to Israel to keep the genocide going. Yeah, now we're only about almost to $300 billion to Ukraine to keep bloodying the killing fields over there. Think about it. You can't put out a forest fire. Oh, no, Celente. We just got planes to drop bombs on, kill people. We don't have planes to put out fires. Fuck off. We're not going to do that. Let them burn. What do I care? I'm a murderous politician. Think about it. You can't put out a fucking forest fire in the 21st century? What kind of shitheads are there? Shitheads. Arrogant pieces of scum shit. Oh, don't be angry, Celente. Let them burn. We don't like you when you get angry. We don't like you when you're pissed off because of these fucking political pieces of shit destroying our lives in all different ways. Right in front of your eyes. Oh, and Trump is blaming Gatson Gavin Newsom. Trump's full of shit, too. I went back and looked at some of the things he wants to do when he was talking about running in 2016. Rebuild the U.S. Navy toward the goal of 350 ships. Provide the U.S. Air Force with 1,200 fighter aircraft. You ever had that? Fighter aircraft. How about forest fire aircraft? How about forest fire aircraft? No. I'm Donald Trump. I got 5 draft deferments. Made up some bullshit that I had a bone spur on my ankle so I didn't have to go in a war in Vietnam. But boy, I'm a tough guy. Oh, hey, look at me. Yeah. What else? Wants to rebuild the Marine Corps with 36 battalions. Increase the size of the U.S. Army to 540,000 active duty soldiers. Oh, and establish a ban on Muslims entering the U.S. Yep. Muslims can't come in. I forgot he got all that money from Sheldon Adelson. Only Jewish people could come in. What's wrong with that? And now Trump's talking about reimposing a embargo on Iran. The president-elect's transition team is devising what it calls a maximum pressure 2.0 strategy against the Iranian regime. People familiar with the planning said. This is from the Wall Street Journal. This time, the president-elect and his aides are fleshing out military steps that could be central to its anti-Tehran campaign. Oh, they're not Arabs. They're Persians. They're different. Yep. Though still paired with tighter financial penalties. So there you go. That's the way I feel about what's going on. There's people losing their homes. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine the horror they're living through? Could you imagine this horror? Anyway, on the markets are closed today because the celebration of the death of Carter, Clown Carter, the president. Gave us Mujahideen. Oh, yeah, that with the Brzezinski guy. Oh, his daughter does that show with that other guy, Clown. Yeah. Oh, he gave us usury laws, did away with them, so we could pay those nice high when your credit cards. Yeah, thank Carter for that. Oh, interstate banking. Oh, I forgot about that. Deregulating the airline industry so the bigs can own it. Deregulated the railroad industry, the trucking industry, so the bigs can own more. That's the Carter crap. Oh, markets closed today, but Brent crude went up today. Over $1, $77.13. Going back If they ramp up this war against Iran, you're going to see Brent crude go to well over $100, $120. It's going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. And the global economy, let's get this straight. It's in your Trends Journal. Check out the Trends Journal this week. All the facts are in there about what's going on around the globe that you don't hear anywhere else. And that's the cover, by the way. Hypocrisy America. U.S. government alert. Alcohol, don't drink it. COVID war mandate. Lockdown America. But keep liquor stores open. Drink up. We politicians steal your money in the name of high taxes on booze. That's right. Little fucking pricks. Look at this guy who did this, the attorney general. Hey, attorney general. This little clown boy. You know, who would believe this shit spewing out of his mouth? Look at this guy. Look at this guy. This little boy of nothing. That's who's running the country. Got it? Pieces of shit in a country near you. What else? Gold. Gold's up $6, 2669. So still a golden year for gold. And the reason gold's going up, even though the dollar's strong, it's all in your Trends Journal. It's because the fear is going on around the globe on the economy and geopolitics. And crypto's down to 92,000. They're down, what, 10,000 from their high, but still way up. Bankruptcies in U.S. soar to 14-year high as rates bite. This is from the Financial Times. Not a word about this in the Wall Street Journal that I saw. Maybe I missed it, or the toilet paper record, the New York Slant. Yeah. U.S. corporate bankruptcies hit their highest level in the aftermath of the global financial crisis as elevated interest rates and weakened consumer demand punish struggling groups. Oh, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, you know that guy, the Mealy guy, Mealy Mouth, though, that everybody loves. They call him a libertarian. He's a piece of shit. He loves the war in Israel. He loves the genocide crap. This, again, from the Financial Times. Mealy slashes tariffs to bring down high prices. Slashes tariffs. Wait a minute. He's Trump's buddy. Trump's want high taxes. Oh, so now he's telling the Argentinian people, we're going to bring in more cheap products for you. That's right. So the manufacturing goes way down. Wages go way down. But the products are cheap. Again, it's the opposite of what Trump is saying. And by the way, I agree with tariffs. And I agree with Trump on that. Because you go back, once upon a time, there was no such thing as income tax stealing our money. They got the money from tariffs for the government. And as McKinley said, the president at the time, what do you want? Cheap products or high wages? And I believe in a self-sustaining economy. We have the human and natural resources to make the products in America. I want to get the prosciutto from Italy. I want to get that fine wine from France. But the other stuff we can make here. So just to point out the hypocrisy of this guy. UK long-term borrowing costs highest since 1998. The yield on the 30-year gilt touched 5.25% yesterday. They say the UK is in a period of stagflation. That is total bullshit. It's in dragflation. The economy's going down and inflation's going up. You're not allowed to say drag because they're gay. Gayflation. They're in gayflation. Yeah, the UK contract contracted for the second straight month in October. I mean, it's this tiny little article in the toilet paper record today. Eurozone ends 2024 on a downbeat note. Look, tiny little nothing. I'm telling you, as I said, why gold prices are going up? Because the people in the know how bad things are. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Because it's from the Wall Street Journal. An article here about the, You ready? Front page. Front page article down here on the bottom. Firms struggle to find workplaces they like, workspaces they like. Buried in the article. Buried in the article. Over here. They underlined it. Financial outlook. The business remains grim. The national office vacancy rate for primary markets ended 2024 at a record high of 20.4%, Moody's reported. The delinquency rate of debt backed by office buildings converted into securities hit 11.01%, the highest since the firm TREP began tracking it in 2000. That's it. Nothing else. 2000. Oh, you mean the dot-com bust happened? Oh, and then the panic of 08? Worse than that. Worse than that. We're the only ones that are telling you what's going on here with our office building bust. No one is reporting it. They're trying to pump it up. You got a 20% vacancy rate. Nobody there. Nobody there. How are you going to pay your debt? It's going to get worse. It's going to bring down the banking system. No one's talking about this. The office building bust, bank on it. It's a ticking time bomb for banks. Remember, go back to 2023, 2 years ago. What happened? Signature Bank, Silicon Conman Valley Bank, First Republic. Three banks went bust. Boop. Markets went way down. Go away. That was three banks. They're covering this up. They don't want the people to know how bad it is. 41% of companies worldwide plan to reduce workforce by 2030 due to AI. That's from the World Economic Forum survey. Again, each week in your Trends Journal, whole sections on AI by Joe Duran and Ben Davis. We're giving you what everybody, needs to prepare ahead. You know, each week we have how the bigs keep getting bigger. And now we said with Trump in there, it's going to keep escalating. You ready? Blackstone buys accounting firm stake. At $2 billion. Cintas bid $5.1 billion for UniFirst. Sixth Street strikes a deal to manage insurers' assets, $13 billion. Smaller companies are rosy on M&A. Insignia Financial receives takeover proposal, $1.8 billion. Woozy to sell vaccine plant to Merck. Yep. Goodyear to sell Dunlop to Sumitomo in Japan. Honeywell partnership to develop aviation AI. Getty Images to merge with Shutterstock. Paycheck to acquire competitor Paycor HCM. It's only a $4.1 billion deal. You got it? The bigs own everything. The billionaires are in charge of everything. Private equity group. You know, fuck off with this shit. Crime syndicates. Oh, need more proof? This is from the toilet paper. Private equity role in healthcare blasted. The U.S. Senate committee accused private equity healthcare investors of choosing profits over patient care. Oh, yeah. What's going on with that guy that shot that other guy? People are fed up with this stuff. Again, that's disgusting what happened. I'm telling you why it's happening. One of your top trends this year. Off with their heads 2.0. People are getting disgusted with this. Huh. And as we say, the big zone everything, we're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Google donates $1 million to Trump's inauguration fund. They want fucking $1 million for what? Inauguration fund. How about put in your pocket fund? Inauguration fund. And one after another, they got the whole list of all this money coming. Pfizer executives descend on President-elect's Mar-a-Lago resort in attempt to curry favor. Barolo arrived with several members of the executive leadership in Palm Beach, Florida on Monday evening, according to flight records and two people familiar with the matter. Yep. That's the guy with the Pfizer guy. Oh, what does it have here? Barolo, who worked closely with the Trump administration on the development of the COVID-19 vaccine, has been leading the charge to cozy up to the president-elect. Oh, yeah. The Trump that gave us the Operation Warp Speed. Oh, that one. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that and bragged about it. Pfizer is also among several companies, including Meta and Amazon, that have pledged money to Trump's inauguration committee. As I keep saying, it's a crime syndicate. And speaking of the crime syndicate, Israel killed 74 children in Gaza in first week of 2025. Israel strikes on Gaza, killed 51 more Palestinians over the last 24 hours. Israel strikes killed 22 Palestinians since dawn. Where's the outrage here? Where's the outrage? None. Oh, this isn't reported in the American media, by the way. This is from Middle East Monitor and antiwar.com. You ready for this? This little scumbag, little piece of shit. I wonder what his next job's going to be. Anthony Blinken. Yeah. Our Secretary of State who bullshitted for what? Since last November? Not the one that passed in 2023, that there were peace deals going on in Gaza. Remember all of those? Yeah. None. And the only reason there's no peace deals is Israel refuses to abide by a permanent ceasefire. Period, paragraph, and they won't pull all of their troops out. But not reported in the mainstream media in America or the West. U.S. accuses Sudan militia of genocide. Sudan militia? The RSF and allied militias have systematically murdered men and boys, even infants, on an ethnic basis, and deliberately destroyed women and girls for brutal sexual violence, said Anthony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State. I mean, Israel's doing the same exact thing. Oh, no. How dare you say that, Salenti? Only Sudan. Oh, what is the number now? It's like 47,000 Palestinians dead. And when you look at Lancet numbers, it's well over 100,000. Can't find 11,000 buried in rubble. Oh, about 120,000 seriously wounded. See the pictures of these little kids with no arms and legs? Oh, that's okay. That's not genocide. Stealing all this land? Oh, that's not genocide. Yep. And speaking of bullshit, remember Trump said he's going to end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours? Trump's Ukraine envoy sets 100-day timeline to end conflict. This is today. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming special envoy on the Ukraine conflict said he hopes to mediate a resolution with 100 days. How many fucking times do we hear Trump say, I'm going to end it in 24 hours? How are you going to end it? I'm not going to tell you. The reason I'm not going to tell you is I'm full of shit. That's why. So swallow my shit. I'm the apprentice leader. It's a presidential reality show. Yep. I know, I'm on a clock. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Keith Kellogg, yeah, Kellogg Cereal, told Fox News on Wednesday, I would like to set a goal on a personal level, on a professional level. I would say let's set it at 100 days. How about 105 days? How about 24 hours? What happened to the 24 hours? Talk about Trump. Go back to the election. Let's look at the facts. You look at the exit polls. Of which mattered most in deciding how you voted? That was the question. 3% said foreign policy that voted for Harris. Harris. 4% said foreign policy was a major issue that voted for Trump. It wasn't the big issue. Now, what's spewed out of the Trump mouth? Well, we're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And we're going to annex Panama and Greenland. And of course, what did he say about if there's no hostage release by the time he gets in office? All hell will break out in Gaza. All hell's already broken out. During the election, Trump appealed to the popular opposition to the Ukraine war, accusing Biden of starting World War II and highlighting the massive decline in workers' living standards amid a spiraling cost of living. That's it. And now it's all about this. And now he's saying he wants NATO to increase their defense budget to 5%. Again, he's building up the military. He wants to use force to seize. He hints that he might use force to seize the Panama Canal in Greenland. He didn't say he's going to do it. He hints about it. Again, you're going to go, oh, you're going to send your little boy to go fight? How about Jared Kushner? You're going to go send him. When you go seize this, who are you going to go send to seize it? Yep. This is an article from the Turler paper today. Trump echoes Age of Empire. Some believe that Mr. Trump's fixation on Greenland, Panama Canal, and even Canada is a one-man revival of the debate over expansionist pursuits. Quote, this is part of a pattern of the United States exerting control or trying to over areas of the globe perceived to be American interests without having to sum up the dreaded words of empire, colonies, or imperialism while still extracting material benefits, said Ian Terrell, a historian of the American Empire at the University of South Wales in Sydney, Australia. By the way, the United States already has troops up in Greenland. And what the hell do we care about that? Who's it affecting here? You know, I remember his son-in-law, Gary Kushner over there. Valuable waterfront property over there in Gaza. Oh, yeah, we read it too. It was March of last year. Speech at Harvard University. And push the Palestinians into the Negev Desert. Yep. Trump's campaign promises end the war in Ukraine before Inauguration Day. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president, Trump said in the September debate with Harris. And now it's 100 days after he gets elected. He also said in May 2023 CNN town hall that he'd end the conflict in 24 hours. Trump has repeatedly been asked how he'd do it, but he's never outlined a plan. When asked in late September by CBS News what an end to the fighting would look like, he responded, "I don't want to tell you what it'll look like." Yep. Then he goes on to say, "Let's get some peace." Huh. Peace? Now you're just talking about war. Panama Canal, Iran, Greenland, one after another. Look at the hypocrisy here. Where's the outrage? It's a shit show. Anyway, that's some of your trends. Look, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what, Washington Post just fired another 4% of its staff. You're getting crap. We're giving you everything that nobody else says. No magazine like it in the world. Read the comments on this YouTube of the people that subscribe. Again, the more subscribers we have, the more we can do. I mean, we're giving you as much as we can. We're not going to give you magazines nearly 200 pages a week. But the more people that subscribe and get to truth and trends, the better the opportunity for a more positive future. So the future's in your hands. Don't drop it. We're doing everything we can. And check out the video I did, the podcast I did with Judge Napolitano yesterday. That guy's really great. So, and also you want to consider going to his site, Judging Freedom. So thanks for tuning in. See you soon.